Welcome. This is Lon Woodbury. I'm an educational consultant residing in North Idaho. And this is the next in a series of interviews that I have. I called it In Their Own Words, where we're interviewing various people that are working in the private parent choice residential network of schools and programs for struggling teens. I have on the line Dennison Webb. Dennison is the founder of Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education, and he resides in Sandpoint, Idaho. Well, welcome. Glad you could set aside some time, Dennison.
Thanks, Lon.
So let me tell me a little bit about Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education, or SOLE, S-O-L-E, as you referred to it. What are you trying to do, and give me a little brief synopsis of the program and the type of kids that you work with.
Well, actually, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we offer pretty diverse experiential and outdoor education programming, and we work with various populations, meaning public school children, as well as children within our licensed outdoor therapy program in the state of Montana. So, really the whole gamut as it relates to youth development and youth education. We also offer adult education programming.
Now, is this family-oriented, or is it the individuals you take out, and do you take them out in groups, or one-on-one?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do offer some family development programming, and that's mainly in the front country setting. In terms of our backcountry experiences, it's really oriented towards currently youth and young adult. We don't have a family element at present with our licensed therapy program. We are looking at designing and building a transition camp that will have a family element as a part of it.
Okay, well, what kind of adventures or expeditions do you do? Give me a couple of examples.
You asked about the expeditions themselves.
Yeah, where do you go, and what do you do, and how long are they, and things like that.
Sure. Well, our program model is a short-term model, and we really design programs that are 8 to 21 days in length. We offer a couple of different venues, if you will. We do water-based programming, For example, the Missouri River in Montana is one such venue. We also utilize the Cabinet and Bitterroot Mountains for land and sea-based programming, as well as snowshoe-based programming. So land-based, pretty much the whole gamut of that you would find in the industry. And then in terms of water-based, we're mainly a canoe-based program.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. What sort of background do you have in training, and
sure.
and your work experience? What got you to the point to where you got involved in setting up Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education?
Sure. Well, if we trace back 40-some-odd years or a little less than that, I guess, I was an Eagle Scout growing up, and I spent a lot of time in the backcountry with my brother and friends, and I definitely appreciated the value of wilderness. And over time, I found myself reconnecting to a wilderness environment to actually really ground myself down. I studied outdoor recreation and art in college, and I received an instructor's course with the National Outdoor Leadership School as a graduation present, for my undergraduate studies. And as such, the experience in Alaska, I decided that's what I wanted to do. So I became a field instructor for Knowles, and I've been working for them since 98. I still go out and work a course or two with them as I'm able. Really from there, it's just really, there's just been, one experience after the other. I've worked in various therapeutic venues, a wilderness therapy program for 5 years, second year to Blue Ridge, and I was an administrator there and field instructor. And then I also worked at the Monarch School out in Heron, Montana as an administrator and peer leader. So, in designing Soul, we really try to take both a more traditional wilderness education approach in the sense of, you know, a Knowles or Outward Bound model coupled with a non-traditional model in the sense of, you know, or I should say a more modern approach that is evidence-based. Meaning tying in aspects of neuropsychology and things of that nature.
Okay. Well, what was it that caused you to start to decide to start to go out on your own?
First and foremost, when I moved to North Idaho, what I saw was a significant need for an intentional outdoor education program for a lot of youth. You know, a lot of the youth in our area, as you're probably well aware of, don't have the possibilities that are provided in the private sector. That's part of the motivation to really go with the nonprofit side of things. I really wanted to provide something that was accessible to local area youth that would not necessarily have that opportunity otherwise. The other piece of it was really to just career-wise, to do the next thing. I've always wanted to actually develop my own program. This organization really, is essentially a capstone experience for me in my career.
Well, there's no better way to make sure a program does what you want it than to put it together yourself, so you can do exactly what you feel strength-wise. It sounds like that was part of your motivation. Well, could you talk a little bit more about the type of people, kids, young adults that you work with? Sounds like you work with a lot of the regular kids that wouldn't ordinarily go to a therapeutic wilderness type program.
That is correct. We definitely work with, students that would not be, profiled to go to a program such as that. So they have, meaning local area youth here have the opportunity to go and participate in one of our day-based academic programs. We are marketing towards, for that same population, our short-term behavioral intervention program, and really working with local educators to try to make it accessible and affordable for them. However, that being said, we definitely market this program across the nation. We had a young man recently from, New York City. That actually came and participated in the journey experience. So it really runs the whole gamut, if you will, and we want to keep it open and accessible to all because it is such a novel program.
I would imagine that young man, he's probably back in New York City now, and his wilderness experience and any kind of survival skills probably would have put him in pretty good stead with what's happened back there this last few days.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he did really well. He went out of the program and interviewed at William and Mary and had a very successful interview. And he actually ended up going to support some of his peers and some aftercare, NA meetings and things of that nature. So he definitely got a lot out of the experience.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, where do you hope to be at in the next 5 years? What's your plans for the growth and the direction you want to take it?
There's a few different areas we're really trying to put a lot of intention into. As mentioned previously, we are interested in really developing a family element as a part of a program and a transition element. Currently we do offer, what I would consider, aftercare in the sense that, we can and do work with families and individuals on an as-needed basis in terms of ensuring that the treatment plan that they actually integrate and utilize in the field is, generalized back into a home setting. So, we will work with families in that capacity. However, it's a more short-term basis right now. We want to, make it more of an integrated experience in the sense that families show up on site to be able to have a ceremony, which we feel is really important because of the work that actually is accomplished in a short-term intervention, as well as provide a aftercare program where parents are able to take tools as well, coupled with the tools that the individual child learns, and they're able to speak the same language, and also back into placement. And that's a key piece that we didn't mention before, but our program really focuses on this idea of placement back into the current setting. So whether that's a home environment or that's a residential setting, that's a really key element we feel like is important. We really try to, rather than start a child over from scratch and ground zero, we really want to utilize the work that they've already accomplished as a foundation. And so we really try to work with both residential administrators, clinicians, and educators to create something that is really dynamic and it's relevant. I guess in a nutshell, just to kind of recap, I would say that the biggest focus for us right now is really solidifying what we've already created in marketing across the board, so hopefully have a thorough understanding of what we're actually currently doing. And then the other piece, as mentioned, is extending it to the point of really continuing to integrate the key players, such as the family dynamic.
Okay, well, to wrap up, would you like to share how, if somebody's interested in learning more about this, how to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Thanks, Juan. Well, first, thank you, Juan, for this opportunity. And if folks want to get in contact with me, well, they can call directly on my personal line, which is 208-946-6960. They can also access our website at www.soleexperiences.org. And my direct email is Denison, Denison, .web, W-E-B-B, at soulexperiences.org. And feel free to contact me at any point in time.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Denison, and good luck and good success on that. We've been talking as early November, and we've been talking to Denison Webb, the head of Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education, SOLE, S-O-L-E, located in Sandpoint, Idaho, and it just gave you the contact number. And this is Lon Woodbury, educational consultant residing in North Idaho, and this is part of a series on In Their Own Words.